Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. This week's topic is the supernatural truth. We know that Satan is just as busy today as he's been since the beginning, but it does seem like he's disguised his work in ways that seem appealing to many, even some Christians. Satan knows that if his work appears to be evil, few will follow him, so he makes it look like something good. And today's topic is a very controversial one, to say the least: crime psychics on TV. Now, I must admit that my first opinion of crime psychics was a little confused. I thought, well, they're doing a good thing, but there was still something in me that just didn't settle well with the whole idea. Let's look at what exactly is taking place. The crime psychic taps into the spirit realm to get glimpses of what happened to the victim. A spirit that is familiar with the event channels images of what happened and where it took place, and then the psychic leads the police to the victim's body, and in the end collects some type of reward. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Let me read you something. Now, it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune-telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, "These men are servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation." And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out that very hour. That, my friend, is from the Bible, Acts chapter 16:16. The psychic woman seemed to be doing a good thing, but Paul recognized that it was, in fact, an evil spirit of divination, and cast it out of her. Whatever the enemy of your soul can get you to sit and watch, he can eventually get you to tolerate and possibly even accept. So, are crime psychics on TV a good thing or an evil thing? You be the judge. Oh, and be sure and tell your kids whatever you decide. And join me again tomorrow as we take a hard look into the supernatural truth. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.